So the framing disarms and defeats before we can even start. And the quiet voices of dissent are presented. They were not absent, as if to say, see, we don't censor anything. As if these voices sanction the power agenda. I mean, that's insidious. I mean, it breaks your heart. The depth of the deviousness we have to confront, get around, ignore, perhaps. We have to start thinking through that problem. And so the dissent, the legitimate dissent, those who are earth connected, their voices were present as if to say, we don't censor anything, see? And as if to say, these voices sanction the power agenda, the myth that the global order does indeed exist for the sake of progress. See, it functions. It self-corrects, this global order. As if there is no fundamental contradiction between our living that idyllic life in earth connection and, quote unquote, development. And then what follows was given this context, this preface, quote, in 2012, the Sarayaku community won a case at the International American Court of Human Rights against the Ecuadorian government after a foreign oil company was permitted to encroach on their land, unquote. So, see, now I don't know the aftermath of that case. How much it has been translated into billions of dollars. I suspect not much. So that's the context for these words. In other words, see, it works. World order works is the context for our being allowed to listen to the powerful words of the Earth Connected. This from Nina Gualinga, a Quechua youth leader from the Sarayaku people in Ecuador, quote, I grew up in a beautiful place in the rainforest of Ecuador, in Sarayaku. I don't have words to describe my childhood, but it was beautiful. I cannot ask for anything else. When I was about 7 years old, maybe eight, this representative of an oil company called CGC came to Sarayaku. It was an Argentinian oil company. And I did not speak Spanish, but I saw that my elders, my mother, and all the people in Sarayaku were worried, and there was tension. I didn't know what was going on. And I asked my mother, what is going on? Because everyone had gathered in this place we call Plaza to talk about what was happening. And all the children were playing outside, but I sat down beside my mother and I asked her to translate for me. That was the first time I feared that my land and the life that I knew was going to be destroyed. Unquote. Her aunt, Patricia Gualinga, also a Quechua leader, added, quote, the destruction of nature is the destruction of our own energy and of our own existence here on earth. And the destruction of our spaces is the destruction of indigenous populations. And even though you might not believe this, this is your destruction as well. Unquote. Sonia Guajajara explained why they had come to the climate summit. Quote, so this is a traditional song from my people, and it's basically saying, I'm happy, we're happy to be together, unquote. And my name is Sonia Guajajara, and my people are from the state of Maranhão, which is the Amazon in Brazil. And I'm here to bring the voice of indigenous women, in particular of Brazil, those who couldn't be here with us, and all of them who would say the same thing. so that we could unite our voices. Because the reality is that in many of the organizations, there is not a space for women and Indigenous women to participate. And so many times they feel suffocated for the words that they cannot say, unquote. This climate summit can provide illustration why we need to grow agreement, not organization. It shows us that power sets the terms for our engagement, our ways of being active against injustice, in claiming the definitions. Claiming the definitions means they're also claiming the word organization. But consider, power organizes us, mobilizes us invisibly by occupying our tacit agreement, by getting us to co-sign their definitions. We move our first toe out of our deep pool of training, saying, where do I fit in? Into what? The organization.